And welcome back to Election Central with Rita Cosby. And now to our weekly Salute to Our Heroes segment, my favorite part of the show. Next week, two great events are taking place that you don't want to miss. On Thursday, the Patriot Tour comes to New York City for a special evening at the Town Hall Theater. Then on Friday, the tour comes to Philly for another extraordinary evening at the Merriam Theater at the Kimmel Center. The Patriot Tour is a moving live stage experience highlighting incredible stories of courage and determination from four great patriots spearheaded by Marcus Luttrell, of course, of Lone Survivor. And joining me now is Taya Kyle, the wife of the late U.S. sniper and what an incredible hero he was, Chris Kyle. Taya, great to have you here on the show.
Thank you, Rita. I appreciate you having me.
You know, I had the honor of interviewing your husband when he was out on a book tour, and what an amazing man and what a beautiful tribute this Patriot Tour is to his legacy and so many patriots across the country. How did this idea come about? I love this idea.
I did, too. It was Chris and Marcus Luttrell were talking about the fact that they both had speaking engagements and they've been friends for so long, and wouldn't it be awesome if they could just do it together on a personal level? They would have enjoyed it a lot. And then for an audience too, I think it would be neat to have the different stories. So after Chris was killed, because while we were working out the details, he was killed, Marcus said, why don't we just keep that idea alive? It was something he really wanted to do. And so in time, Marcus and his wife got a group of us together and said, what if we do it with more of us and we tell different stories and represent different parts of service? And they chose people who had stories of perseverance and adversity and struggle and were serving their country. I think it's a pretty cool combination. It makes it so relatable to people.
And you know what? I think the intimacy, too, of the Patriot Tour, having sort of this live experience and hearing it from you and great people like Marcus Luttrell, of course, who wrote Lone Survivor, that was so profiled so beautifully in that movie and so powerfully. I think there's also that sort of one-on-one live experience. And they also can do meet and greets when they're at the Town Hall Theater here in New York and also, again, Philly the next day. That one-on-one sort of experience and that live experience is so special, don't you think?
I think it's amazing, and it really is for us, too. We always choose theaters that have a little bit of an intimacy to them so that we can really feel each other's energy, both audience and the speakers. David Goggins is amazing. He's one of my favorite people to hear speak, and we're all a little bit different each time because we're just keeping it real. It's not canned. We're telling our story, and we're feeding off of the energy level in the audience. So hearing his story is incredible, and then Chad Fleming is just, he's just such a cool person in life and loves his family and he's funny. And we end up having such a nice dynamic of different stories that everybody can relate to in some way and be inspired by in other ways.
And everybody, we are talking to Taya Kyle. She is the wife of the late U.S. sniper Chris Kyle, the greatest sniper ever, and also so, key with the Chris Kyle Frog Foundation, also the author of a best-selling book called American Wife. You have shared your story and your husband's story so beautifully. And I think one of the things that you do on Patriot Tour is you talk about spouses, you talk about the families, you talk about loss. How has this helped you, and how do you think it's helping other people, too?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because we all have some element of love in our life, of a battle that we're trying to fight, you know, of trying to find some kind of renewal and faith in something and figuring out what in life is worth fighting for. And when we come up against something, do we really have what it takes? And the cool thing about this group is I feel like we're just laying it out on the table, sometimes from childhood, just snippets so that you see how we started and that everybody starts somewhere. And it's not that you're just a born hero, or, you know, in the case of the guys up there that are heroes, it's not that you're born this warrior in life. It's usually that you start out with your own insecurities and your own shortcomings and your own stumblings, and at some point you choose to make it something that you're going to take on the challenge and come out better for, or you choose to walk away, and it's all our choice, and we usually have some combination of each in our life, but these are the stories of the choices that we've made and the times we fell and the times we got back up and how we did it. You're right. Family can be a big part of that. And sometimes it's, you know, it's the challenges of family. It's all of it combined in a pretty succinct way that I find. I love listening to it. It's funny because we're all speakers and we've been there together, and you'll find all of us at one point or another just sitting in and listening to the other one speak because we get something different out of it each time.
Absolutely. And by the way, Marcus Luttrell, what an unbelievable speaker. Then when he was there at the Republican National Convention, of course, I've seen you on Fox News and everywhere. And your book is so powerful. It's called American Wife. Chris's story is so moving, too. You know, the story of your husband's life. And like, as you said, it's something that everybody in the audience during the Patriot Tour can just, there's no way that they can't be moved to tears. I had such an honor of speaking to your husband when he was on the book tour. It was, I just think, one of the great interviews for me, such an honor for me to speak with him. And by his own account, one of the top snipers there on all those deployments in Iraq, killing, by his own account, 160 people. And then, of course, losing his life so tragically at the gun range, you know, by somebody who had a history of mental illness. You have been, I just think, such an unbelievable beacon to so many family members and people across the country, because to go through that and to go through it with someone who every moment was life or death, it makes you appreciate life. And I think there's so many powerful messages you can pass on to all of us.
Yeah, I think there is a lot to living a life without regret, or at least knowing and being painfully aware that it could be your last day and how you adjust for that. And I think, too, I just wanted to, just out of protection for Chris, too, to let people know that he was so humble, and he really always said he'd rather be known for the number of lives he saved, because that's really what he felt he was doing on the battlefield. And the book publishers and people that know marketing better, they wanted to put a number on it, and he really was never comfortable with that idea, because, you know, the truth of it, there's so much more, right, than just whatever number somebody decides to release or do, and it's just a deeper concept. And so I think that comes out in the book. It comes out in the movie. It came out with you when you were on the phone with him. You saw his humility and his interest in your story with your father and your best-selling book, Quiet Hero. He's fascinated by other people's stories, too. And I think that's something you find with the people that get on stage at Patriot Tour. We're all so fascinated by other people's stories, and we love the community aspect, and we love to find the ways that we're all alike and how together we're stronger.
Absolutely. And everybody, we are talking to Taya Kyle. She's the executive director of the Chris Kyle Frog Foundation, also the wife of the late U.S. sniper Chris Kyle, who, as you just said, was so humble and such a great patriot and so loved this country, as you and Marcus Luttrell and obviously Chad Fleming and David Goggins, who are all doing this great tour together, Patriot Tour, again, coming on Thursday to New York City and then Friday to Philly. Everybody, this is going to be an extraordinary, extraordinary event. If you can come out in New York or to Philly, make sure that you do, because it is absolutely so important. And I think right now, so inspiring. You talked about the message of sort of patriotism and loving this country. I think right now, with so many things going on and the discussions about the NFL and so many different things that are happening in the world, appreciating this country and appreciating what it stands for and the sacrifice of people like your incredible husband and the others who are speaking there at Patriot Tour, it's more needed than ever that we come together and that we appreciate what America stands for, Taya.
Yeah, you know what, Rita, that's so true. And I feel like that's an important point that I wouldn't have made. But when you were speaking, I was thinking, yeah, I want people to know it's not political. It's totally apolitical, because that's actually what I think the best part of this country is if we could just disagree a little bit more respectfully and just leave politics out of some areas of our life, I think we'd all be a little bit happier. Because the truth is, we might disagree on the minutiae, but usually all of us want some level of the same thing. You know, there's some common ground, even when we disagree on the details of an issue. Typically, we all are looking for how to make this country the best version of itself. And I think it's refreshing that we can have a night of patriotism and still leave politics out of it. To me, that's really vitally important right now.
Absolutely. And I think also so inspiring, as you talk about, too, so beautifully in the book and also on the Patriot Tour. Again, everybody, Thursday and Friday, you do not want to miss it, in New York City and then in Philly. You can get details at patriottour.com. Taya, before I let you go, how meaningful is this for you to be able to honor your incredible husband's legacy? And I think by doing that, really honoring the best of America, as we're talking about through this process, it must just be an extraordinary journey for you personally.
It really is. It's been interesting. I think sometimes I've been moving so fast that I can't even process it all, but I am just finding that I'm inspired to hear from other people. I'm inspired to see where we have so much common ground, and I don't think we necessarily see that out in the world right now with all the different media or social media and things like that. I think we see extremes, but when I'm out in the country and I'm talking to people, I'm seeing that we are so much more together than what we see in clips would suggest. So I love that, and being able to carry on Chris's torch in some way is truly an honor to me, and I feel like, you know, in this world, people can take somebody's body, but they can't take their spirit. And, you know, I feel honored and blessed to be able to keep his spirit alive this way. I think his spirit would have lived on in different ways, and it doesn't need me to do that. But I never overlook the opportunity to be able to still love him in this way and still let other people know him. I feel really blessed to be able to do that.
Well, we feel so blessed to talk with you now. And anybody who's going to be there at Town Hall Theater this Thursday, again, tickets are still available at patriottour.com. And then the next night in Philly at the Kimmel Center, we'll be blessed to hear your message. It is so inspiring. You and your husband are such great Americans. And then to be alongside, of course, retired Navy SEAL Marcus Luttrell, also David Goggins, and also Chad Fleming for, I think, what is just going to be an extraordinary event. And I think anybody who's going to be there, and tickets are still available, we'll be lucky to be there, and we'll be deeply inspired. I wish you so much luck, and thank you for your service and for your husband's service so much, Taya.
Thank you, Rita. I appreciate you having me, and I appreciate the audience, their interest also.
And again, everybody, to see Taya Kyle, also Marcus Luttrell, and a few other great patriots, you don't want to miss this. Go to patriottour.com.
It's 1:41 Mountain Time in Roswell, New Mexico. And you're listening to Night Call. From New York City, I'm Emily Yoshida.
And from Los Angeles, I'm Tess Lynch.
And Molly Lambert.
And this is Night Call, a weekly podcast to keep you company during those strange days and lonely nights. Some of you may know us from our previous podcast that we did at Grantland, RIP.
Listen to Night Call every Monday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.